Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Welcome to today.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about large acreage deals that we're doing right now. It was a popular, highly requested show for some reason. Mm-hmm. First, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Cool. John asked, "Hey guys, I read again and again that subdivisions and their respective POAs/HOAs, those are homeowners associations, are no good and to avoid. Is there a way to determine if a piece of land is or isn't in one? Would you just look for a legal description without a subdivision name? Should I really be avoiding HOAs?" All good little questions.
Yeah, there's like three questions in here, Jill. Mm-hmm. But can you just answer the big basic one first?
Yeah.
Should you avoid HOAs or POAs?
Not at all.
That's what I think.
No, doesn't scare me at all. Slash, however, you want to go in with your eyes open and you want to know what are the fees, you know, so you can properly advise your buyer. And you want to make sure you don't have, you're not buying one that has, you know, $500 in or whatever it is. You just need to know what if there are any back fees that are due on it. Because when you buy a new property, you don't get to start from zero. If there's some back, just like back taxes, if there's some old HOA fees that are carrying over from the former owner, you get those. So you just want to make sure you go in with your eyes wide open on that.
There's no way I can improve on that answer.
Thank you very much.
It's treated just like taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to call around. The easiest way is just call around and find out if that subdivision's got an HOA. They're very, very not common.
Mm-hmm.
The properties there, I mean, I can list probably six or seven subdivisions around the country that I know they have HOAs, and then, but I'm never, almost never surprised, you know, by, oh my gosh, that I didn't check, that one didn't have one. So it's, this, mm-hmm. This question, this person's new and that's awesome. It's a good question, but it's, you might not want to just worry about it too much. Just check.
Yeah. Just know what you're doing. And the find out an easy way to do it is call the county. And you can quickly ask them, hey, this is in, you know, Southwestern Estates. Is there an HOA? Or if you could even do that as you're looking at it, Google Southwestern Estates or whatever it is, and you'll probably find the association. Their webpage will probably pop up.
Exactly.
A lot of them are .orgs I found. And so, yeah. And one little nice tip, if you're ever buying bulk stuff like that in an HOA, it is not crazy to talk to them about negotiating the back fees on an HOA.
Yes, just, all those fees, unlike taxes, are all negotiable.
Mm-hmm. You can actually call them and go, look, I'm buying 10 parcels in your area. Talk to me. What can we do to get these guys back on track?
Yep.
So, good question.
And then intertwined was the one last question. You know, would you just look for a legal description without a subdivision name? No, there's no way to tell, as far as I've ever seen, no way to tell whether or not there's an HOA associated with a piece of property in a legal description.
Right.
And the vast, vast majorities of subdivided property do not have HOAs attached. So you don't want to just look for properties that are unsubdivided.
Exactly.
You're going to miss a ton if you do that.
You'll miss a lot. We'll buy them all, but you won't catch that.
I mean, that would truly be tragic. You'd be leaving a ton of property out.
A lot of money on the table. Is that what you start to say?
Yeah.
Got it.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, this is the meat of the show, large acreage deals we're doing right now. Jill, this is a blast.
I know.
You know, I was thinking about it a little bit recently and before we started this episode, we've kind of migrated, not even consciously, to doing larger acreage deals. And it's because they're, from a dollar standpoint, more profitable.
It's true.
I mean, we're doing some huge deals right now. We've got multiple 160-acre properties in multiple states that we're purchasing between $9,000 and $16,000, which is, you know, which is between 50, let's say $60 to $100 an acre, and reselling them for, you know, between $250 and $500 an acre. So if you're not in your car, Do the math on that.
I used to think
it's profitable.
I used to think that anything north of 20 acres was large acreage. For some people, I'm sure they think 5 acres is large acreage. You know, isn't that funny? So we're not even talking a 40-acre parcel. It's like, it's just 40. Now when we're talking, you know, it's funny how the conversations go. And I see this in our members. I see the look of awe in their eyes when they go, they're talking about a section like it's nothing. Like I'm buying a infill lot when I'm picking up a section, which is 640 acres.
A section in 1 square mile and 640 acres are all synonymous. They're all the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, you get into this business and your thinking changes and your terminology changes. And especially if you're doing it right, because you're looking at it as an asset. You know, you're not looking at it like, oh, how pretty are the trees here? Because that's not how you make money. That's how you lose money, because you get, you know, emotional. You're going to win emotionally or financially. So think about it financially. So
exactly.
It's really funny.
So here's the thing about large acreage deals. They take longer to sell because you know, the people that you're selling them to have to come up with $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 cash, right? They can't, unless they are very special. So the person who's buying it does not seek financing. They just have a lot of money. People who have a lot of money and are used to doing real estate deals are infinitely easier to deal with than, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Jill, mm-hmm. infinitely easier to deal with than new people that want to put a mobile home on a quarter acre of property.
Oh my goodness, yes. They know. They know.
Jill always has, she says this saying frequently, and I honestly never get tired of it. She says, you know, she's a pilot. Larger airplanes are easier to fly.
Yeah.
They have more electronics on them.
The bigger it is.
The bigger it is, the easier it is.
Yep.
You know, same thing with boats and yachts, in my opinion. So this is no exception. These larger acreage deals, they take a little longer, but they're easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are involved, if you do everything right, you have to buy it really well, as always. And it has to have some pretty cool attributes. If you buy a 640-acre property for $64,000, that's $100 an acre, and it has no access, and it is really, literally in the middle of a state somewhere, you can't get to it, there's no mountains, you're going to be stuck with that for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure these larger acreage deals have really good access, usually on multiple sides,
right.
Maybe county road access, maybe even better.
Right.
You want to make sure they have a mountain view or their waterfront, all the ones that we do. Without exception, have all of those, regardless of price. You know, if we got a letter back, an offer back that we sent out for a 640-acre property with no access, and they said, you know what, I'm going to sell you this for $1,000. Would you buy it?
Heck, oh, no access?
No access at all.
But it's $1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could double my money and get out.
At this point in our career, I would remove it out of the
system.
There's
a lot that I pass on, I know.
I would remove it out of the system without telling you. You really want to make sure these large acreage deals that you can double and triple your money on and follow all the other rules that we have, you know.
Jack, do you want to tell us about like one of the reasons we're talking? There's two that I wrote down that why we're talking about this today.
There's a property that we're doing. There's a deal that we're partnering with. And one of our members found it. Two partnered up members who didn't know each other prior. Well, they did know each mm-hmm. other prior to this. Found these properties and called me and said, are you interested in getting involved in this? You know, because here's the deal. So they packaged them all up, just like I always ask, APN, a little bit of description, state, county. They put it all packaged up and sent it, and I fell out of my chair. You know, one of them has an operating oil operation on it, an income stream.
Bust.
One of them's waterfront property.
It's crazy.
And one of them's in a small town, in an urban area of a small town. These are huge acreage properties, so... Yeah, we're going to turn these things. They're all for $16,000 or less.
Well, here's what I was going to... This is what we talked about this morning at breakfast before the show. I always said, well, okay, so what's the backstory? That's what's so amazing to me, Jack, is why is this... Who owns these and what's going on?
Right. It's all in a trust, which is great, owned by an older guy who purchased the property, and he's just done. His kids don't want it, or there's no heirs. I'm not 100% so sure with the backstory, because the guys that sourced the deal, mm-hmm. you know, our members, sent offers out, blind offers out, and he, you know, the one said, quite honestly, the guy just likes me. Mm-hmm. And that's what we talk about all the time, Jill. That's one of the reasons he just likes dealing with them.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I've had that too, and I love it when that happens. They say, I don't care. I like you. I want to sell this to you. And I hope you do very, very well with it. And, you mm-hmm. know, and send me on my way.
Yep.
Great. Yep. That's so good. Tell me about, I was going to bring up the other one is our Santa Barbara weekend with the other large acres and stuff that we're working on.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch Facebook at all, we did a couple of Facebook Live announcements from the Santa Barbara County building. We're going to talk about it in a future show in detail, actually, this week. But there are, Jill and I have consciously decided to make an example out of why this system works so well and to really kind of go for the gold. We're going to buy some very large properties in ranch type properties in Santa Barbara that are pretty high end. You know, they go for multi-million dollars, and we're going to, just to make a point and to make some money, buy them for as cheap as we can. It's not going to be $100 an acre. It's not $100 an acre operation, but we will be spending $100,000 or $200,000 on an asset that's worth north of $500,000, probably way more.
I'm calling it movie star ranches.
Okay, that's good. That's a lot of it what it is.
Exactly. So without sharing any names, I can just say movie star ranches.
Yeah,
so,
you know, that's the name of this project. Let's call it that.
Okay, good. Because that's some of the deals that we're working on right now. And they came to us kind of, which is really kind of funny.
Yeah.
We have some people
We have some people that are...
Property's not their number one way of doing things or making money.
We have some friends. It started as friends who are, you know, they're movie stars. Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an extremely positive experience financially with buying, you know, making a ton of money doing what they do for a living and buying some property and then selling it and just falling out of their chair because they made 10 times or more. You know, they lived there for two or three years and made 10 times what they purchased.
For. Yeah, I bought it for $2 million and I sold it for $20 million. Let's think about this, everybody.
Those are the numbers.
Yeah.
So then Jill and I are looking at each other going, well,
we can help you with that.
This is my business.
Exactly.
And why don't we just go do it on purpose now?
Why'd you spend $2 million? You could have probably spent $1 million. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I'm just teasing. No, but yeah, great.
Yeah, so it's a slightly new business model for us. I've done it with infill lots. Like, I've done it this way. I look at a very expensive subdivision with existing houses in it, and the lots go for a couple hundred thousand bucks, and I send out offers for $40,000 to $50,000, and then sell them for $100,000. And it works like a dream. We haven't done it recently, but because we're focusing on these larger acreage deals, but it works great.
Yep.
All the time in the background, we're doing a regular business. You know, the machine just keeps going with smaller lots and rural acreage properties for $100 an acre. So
exactly.
It's a little specialization we're trying. Exactly. And it's working.
And it's an excuse to go hang out in some cool places.
There's
you know,
that.
That's what's so funny about this, too. You know, we especially when you're new, we talk about if you can go see some properties, kind of get an idea of what you're doing and getting into and seeing it and feeling it. It's not crazy. However, if you're buying two states over, do you have to take a family vacation, tell your whole family this is what we're doing? No, you do not have to go over and they do that. That's the thing, the beauty of with maps and Google Earth and everything that you can see now. You don't have to. Because I've had some people say, oh, no, I can't get away to go see the property. That's okay. You don't have to go see the property. However, if you want an excuse, this is one.
We have a competitor who goes to Hawaii every year to look at his land.
Yeah. I don't think that's crazy.
I don't either.
I think that's great. Yeah, I'm going to buy a teeny, teeny little thing in Santa Barbara, and I'm going to go make sure there's fresh flowers there every spring, and let's see, where else do I want to have an excuse to go visit?
The way the internet is now, and the way you can hire people to take pictures and do drone shots and everything else, a big acreage property, you don't ever have to really go see it.
It
is, however, a lot of fun.
It is a lot of
fun. I just love land.
Yeah,
I love driving on a dirt road for whatever.
Yeah,
well, 2 or 3 hours to get to some property, and it's just get there, and it's unbelievable.
The other thing, I got to tell you, it was really nice the other day. I hadn't been in an assessor's office or zoning department or recorder's office in quite some time, and I really had a good time going in there and saying hello. And talking to them and bringing them cupcakes.
Right.
We bought them cupcakes.
Yeah.
You know, and it was really nice.
They loved us.
Yeah.
They loved you.
It was really good. They're
You know, no. That's all it takes. Here's my advice. All it takes is to go in there and be super nice and say, this is a sentence I say every time. We deal with counties all over the country, and you guys are the best by far.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little white lie, and they love it.
Oh, yeah. The other one was, remember the old guy? There's a so sweet. This old man came in, and he was kind of wanting to negotiate his taxes for his mobile home. And he had a lot of questions. And bless her heart, the girl came up and really spent, I don't know, 45 minutes with the guy explaining
just
it.
Just really, he just wanted to vent.
Talking to him, you know? He did.
I don't think he expected anything to happen.
No, it was really nice. He just wanted to go, why is this going on? And she explained it all and said, it might go down again. We'll see. And, you know, anyway, it was so cute. After he left, Jack made a nice point to say, you guys don't get paid enough here.
Exactly.
That was really funny. But it's fun to be there and just to see that now and then.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. And join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Let's go buy some property. That was a blast.
That was so fun.
This new project is a blast.
Yeah. What did you call it? Nice.
Celebrity Ranches?
I called it Movie Star Ranches.
Movie Star Ranches.
I just wrote it down. Movie Star Ranches. So I think that's a good name going forward.
Me too.
That'll be really good.
This property is not any different. When you stand right on it and you close your eyes and forget about the state you're in, it is no different than all the property on the west. In the west of the Mississippi. I mean, there's slight differences, okay? Maybe climate differences and things, but it is amazing to me that, let's say, a 640-acre ranch in Santa Barbara County in the right location is $25 million, and a 640-acre ranch in northern Arizona, basically the same property, all right? Not mm-hmm. as close to the ocean. There's some stuff, but physically, basically the same access and all that, is $64,000.
Right.
There are unbelievable variances and bargains out there for a large acreage property like this.
Exactly.
And here's another thing, and I was speaking about it with our member. I should have brought it up on the regular show. You know, when you get a letter in the mail that says, here's $16,000, you really read, we'd like to send you $16,000 for some stuff that you're not using anymore. Or if you get a letter, we'd like to send you $500 for some stuff you're not using. I mean, you sit up straight with $16,000. I don't mm-hmm. care who you are, it's a bunch of money.
That's true. It will take something off everybody's list.
Yeah.
So maybe get that woman out of my life. I'm just kidding. Heck? I don't know. This is the after show.
You're stealing my lines though.
It's the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know why. I've been hanging out with you way too long.
I know. Yeah, maybe we spent too much time with each other this weekend. Well said though, on that note. This is information and awesome inspiration by Jill about dropping a bad woman in your life out of your life. To buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.